Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening. The show tonight begins with a conversation about the EU and the lack of leadership, about the EU and its doubts about America, about the EU and especially its doubts about Donald Trump's leadership, the separation of the NATO allies staring at each other. President Macron says that Greenland is a window on the larger story of going in different directions. Judy Dempsey comments from Berlin that Macron is leaving soon enough. Where is the leadership? For security, for economics, for politics. Most alarming to Germany is that the Trump administration, members of, have intervened, interjected, interrelated, interpreted, present, and accounted for in German politics, especially AfD. AfD is pressing hard on the coalition that rules the Bundestag. It is a party that is generally described as populist, but worries much of Germany because of its anti-NATO, anti-EU, anti-immigrant, anti-America, and pro-Russia stance in the past. Maybe not now. What happens next is anybody's guess. The EU is watching the elections in United States very closely. Conversation about Jimmy Lai with Mary Kissel, Joe Sternberg, and others. More to come. Jimmy Lai, 78 years old, condemned to 20 years in jail without comfort of his own religion. He's a Roman Catholic. Cruelty and abuse. 5 years of a trial. Now the condemnation. The presumption was, because Jimmy Lai's a British citizen, that was Keir Starmer's visit would mean that they could condemn him and sentence him, but then turn him over to his premier and go home with Keir Starmer. That did not happen. In fact, there's reports that Keir Starmer was insulted purposefully by having him look at the Forbidden City without asking tourists to leave. Very strange. Very, very strange. We leave it alone. What happens next is anybody's guess. My sense of the disorder in the EU is that the anxiety over the Trump administration has taken place of anxiety over the Russian threat. More to come. Later on in the show, conversations at length about the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, and how he has settled everything down and no longer see the anxiety over Mr. Powell, the chairman, and the contest between the United States and, I mean, between the White House and the Federal Reserve. Joe Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal tells me that's probably gone away. Mr. Trump has his appointment, and there will be a changeover in May. And if it's not all well, at least it's all quiet. Later on, a conversation with Grant Newsham about the overwhelming success of Takeuchi Sanai, the prime minister of Japan. The vote was heavily in her favor. And Grant Newsham, U.S. Marine Corps retired, many years in Japan, Marine intelligence in the whole region. says that she is a person who says what she means, and the young people voted for her. There's no hiding behind excuses and shibboleths. And Japan is providing for security and financial growth throughout the whole region. And now they've got a leader. That's what Europe needs, a leader. There's much more to the show. I also have conversations with Gregory Copley about the Nile River Valley and the disorder created by Egypt and endorsed by handshakes with the President of the United States. Ethiopia's in civil war, Sudan's in civil war. It's about the Nile, but it's not about what Egypt says. Egypt has its own water problems. It's not solved by the Nile. It's solved by overpopulation in Cairo and an inability to satisfy the needs of the people. But, again, leadership. More to the show. Thank you for listening.